Let me answer this one here. It says James 2:26 says faith without works is dead. But James 2:10 says whosoever offends the law in one point is guilty of all. If that's true, how can you go to heaven only by faith? Okay, so let me answer this question here. And I'm glad someone asked this because of the fact that Instagram is filled with a lot of repent of your sins people. And if you've ever talked to people who are just hardcore repent of your sins, they love pointing to James chapter 2. I mean, forget the rest of the Bible, right? I mean, forget the book of John, where Jesus literally says to believe on him. You know, forget every other portion of scripture where it clearly says how to be saved by faith alone. Let's just go to the book of James, okay? But that's okay. You know, if people want to do that because it's easily debunked, okay? James 2:10 says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Now, when it says in James 2:26 that faith without works is dead, it's referring to the fact that if you don't exercise your faith, you have a dead faith. Now, notice that it doesn't say you have a non-existent faith. It says you have a dead faith, and there is a difference between the two. Because nobody would go to a funeral where there's a casket and there's a corpse in the casket and say this person does not exist in this casket. There's a corpse there, right? We would just say that person is what? Dead. Why? Because it's without the spirit. Okay. Well, in like manner, God compares that to our faith if we're not coupling it with works. It's not alive. Okay. And more specifically, in context, in James chapter 2 has actually nothing to do with salvation. When it says in verse number 14, it says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and hath not works, can faith save him? And automatically people say, oh, there you go. It has to do with salvation. But folks, you have to understand and expand your vocabulary a little bit and understand that when the Bible says saved, yeah, sometimes it's referring to the justification of the soul, but other times it's just referring to like a basic deliverance of your flesh. For example, when Peter was drowning, when he walked on water and he began to sink, he said, Lord, save me. Now, let me ask you this. Did that mean, Jesus, can you save my soul? No, he's saying physically pull me out of the water. He wanted a physical deliverance and he said, save me. Okay. And that's exactly what this is referring to. This is not referring to the salvation of the soul. This is referring to the salvation of the flesh. And I'll prove it to you. He says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of the gospel, no, it says destitute of daily food. And one say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. So he's saying this, if you say you have faith and a brother or a sister comes to you and says, I'm in need of a physical, you know, food, clothing, I'm in need of resources, I'm starving, or I just need some monetary help. And if you tell that person, be warmed and filled. In other words, you just like, well, I hope everything goes well for you. Hope you get warmed up somewhere. I hope you get to have a meal somewhere. Your faith is not profiting that person. Because the way you profit another person is by exercising your faith. Okay. So faith without works is dead being alone is absolutely true, but not true when it comes to salvation, because this has nothing to do with salvation. It has to do with delivering a brother or sister who is destitute of food and naked. Okay. If you say you're a Christian and you love your brother or sister, but you see them, they have need of something and it's in your hand, you know, you possess the power to actually help that person and you choose not to, you have a dead faith. It doesn't mean you don't have any faith. It just means your faith is dead. It's not living. Okay? You're not exercising your faith.